Under the proposal, charter schools that have already demonstrated strong academic performance would be able to set their own qualifications for teachers, with one proposal requiring a bachelor's degree and just 30 hours of classroom instruction in order to begin teaching students. Public school teachers are required to eventually obtain a master's degree and undergo a lengthy certification process that includes exams and a full semester of student teaching. Andy Pallotta, the president of the teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, says he is completely against the proposal.
Why would you have someone who only needs 30 hours of instructional time with students to become a teacher in one circumstance, say a charter school network, and in a traditional public school, there are tremendous, tremendous requirements for teachers?
Proponents, including the chair of SUNY's Charter School Committee, Joseph Bellick, says the charter schools have struggled to hire enough teachers. There's a statewide teacher shortage. At a contentious July meeting of the committee, Bellick said there are thousands of students on waiting lists for charter schools because their parents want them to attend.
The parents of these kids do not care about the politics of this issue. They don't care about the teachers' union. They don't care about politicians. They want the best education for their kids. And they're going to put them in the schools that they think are the best schools for them.
Two people spoke at the committee meeting, including Maria Batista with the pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education. She accused the committee of proposing a racist policy, saying minority children disproportionately attend charter schools, and they would be the ones with the less qualified teachers.
We know that they're going to disproportionately impact black and brown children. You would never have uncertified teacher children. Why is it okay for black and brown children? Why is that okay? It is not okay.
Batista, whose group received some funding from the teachers' union, also criticized the timing of the meeting, saying it was announced one day before the July 4th holiday and held 2 days later, with little time for parents to find out about it. Bellick answered that parents of charter school students will be given every opportunity to offer input, and he accused the group of smearing his character in Twitter posts.
When I look at my phone and someone tweets the following, at Joe Bellick is willing to allow this racist policy to persist.
That's right.
I take umbrage at it.
Because you are. You're the chair.
I take umbrage at it.
You're the chair, and you're allowing it to proceed.
The executive director of AQE, Billy Easton, says the Twitter post did not accuse any individual of racism, but called the proposed policy racist. Bellick has used his own Twitter handle in recent days to dog the state education department over the results of 3rd through 8th grade English and math test scores. They showed charter school students performing slightly better than their public school counterparts. He accuses the education commissioner and state board of regents chancellor of not wanting charter schools to succeed, and he tweeted that they should take their blinders off. Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia has expressed reservations about lesser requirements for charter school teachers, saying it's a cause for concern. A member of the SUNY Charter School Committee also voiced doubts. Eric Korngold says he's not convinced that there is a need for the changes and says he worries about the consequences of the proposal.
I'm very concerned about the creation of, as you say, two tiers of teachers.
Korngold says he thinks charter schools have been successful because of the quality of the teachers and their training. Members of the public have until September 9th to weigh in on the proposal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.